Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy mercy, Thy kindness, Thy grace. Thou art minded to do us good. Every day we see Thy favor. Thou dost surround us with the tokens of Thy goodwill. Even in time of trouble and distress, we can feel Thy hand upon us for good. We thank Thee. And now, our Father, we pray that by Thy Holy Spirit Thou wilt take the things of the Lord Jesus Christ and show them unto us as we're reading and studying the Scripture. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. In our study of the Sermon on the Mount, we come now in chapter 7, in verses 7 to 12, to one of the most remarkable promises with reference to prayer that you will ever find. When you look at this, it would seem that the challenge is just as broad and as deep and as long as you can possibly imagine it. I think before I even say many words about it, I'll just read it to you. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12, let me read this. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Can you get anything better than that? I tell you, that is just so broad, that is just so amazing and so all-embracing that we are left humbled before it. Let me read on. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And now let us examine this passage. And by the way, that last phrase I read to you, this is the law and the prophets, would help you to understand what the whole Sermon on the Mount is dealing with. The Sermon on the Mount is trying the Lord Jesus, opening up our understanding that we might understand the Scriptures, actually showing us the significance of what was revealed in Old Testament times in the law and the prophets of God's ways of doing things. And just now we have this challenge to prayer, where the promise is the broadest you can imagine and the clearest that you could ever want. Let me read it to you slowly and you see just how it goes. Ask, and it shall be given you. Now look at it. There are no qualifications. There are no conditions, unless you want to say the condition is that you ask. And someone might say, well, I just don't think that can be true. And I'd say, why? And they'd say, well, I just haven't seen it. And I'll ask you, how many have you seen ask? Just stop and ask yourself. You yourself, how many times have you asked God? You know what James says? You have not because you ask not. Now, I know he also goes on to say that sometimes when we ask, he said, when you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your own desires. We'll talk about that before we're through. But just now, ask, and it shall be given you. And the truth seems to be that the person who goes out into life looking for the blessing of God, waiting on the favor of God, it reminds you of those birds that go out in the morning looking for the worm that they think is there. And the worm is there. They go out looking for the insects that they think are there, and they find them. God has provided them for them. That's the way it is. And you and I might figure that there's a chance they wouldn't, and there's a mathematical chance they'd be fooled, but you know it never happens that way. They don't starve to death. No, they're taken care of. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Now, you know, seeking involves you being active. You can't seek sitting down. You don't seek standing still. You don't seek when you're lying in your bed. Seek. That is, you get into it and look and hunt and be active and look around. And you shall find, It's the same thing we were noticing when he was saying, consider the fowls of the air. They go out and look, and they'll find. In other words, God has it prepared. And if you want it in your own heart and mind, to take this thing to your own heart in anything. Now, it may be that perchance some businessman is listening to me just now. Brother, I'm going to tell you, if I know any one thing about language, this means you. It really does. It may be that some mother is listening to me just now. Well, I want to tell you, mother, this is exactly for you. And it may be that some young girl is wondering about life for her. Maybe you're at the point where you're in school or in college or somewhere, and you're wondering about things. Here it is. I tell you, here it is. Seek, and you shall find. But seeking, there's something involved in that. You're active when you're seeking. You go looking around. A person that's seeking doesn't go in, shut their eyes, grab the first thing. That's not the way you seek. The way you seek, you don't just take something somebody shoves in your hand, say, here's something, walk off with it. You didn't seek. No, seeking involves your judgment, your examination, your appraisal, your looking for things, but you're expecting that God has prepared for you, and the Lord Jesus promises it's true. He has. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now, there again, knocking is an activity. You don't knock standing still. You don't knock just sitting down waiting for something to happen. When you knock, you go up there and knock. I don't know how it is with you, but I want to tell you right now, knocking on a door is a hard thing for me to do. I find it hard to walk up and knock on that door. Anybody finds it that way, more or less, and I think some of us more. But you know we have a promise, knock and it shall be opened. For everyone that asketh receiveth. I tell you, this doesn't permit any exceptions. Just as really as I'm telling you, the person that is looking to God will actually receive. He that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And one more time, let me tell you that this is not something specially reserved for Christians, although Christians, as far as I know, are the only ones that are going to have it because they're the only ones that will do this. Nevertheless, the truth is for all men, anywhere, everywhere. And now comes the argument. What man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? And by the way, for those of you who are listening to me, for whatever this is worth, we don't need to pay our too much attention to people that are way off in a distance. Some of you may wonder, what about people that have never heard about Christ? Can they call upon God? I'm bringing this in, and so I'll just handle it, and then I'll put it away. Let me just tell you in passing, although God himself is the judge, but do you know, I just truly believe the humble and the contrite heart God will not despise. And I tell you that so far as I'm concerned, I verily do believe the man who looks to his Creator for help will find it. I just believe God will do it, and I think that that's what Christ Jesus died for, that he would be able to do it. What man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, someone might think from this that I'm saying, everybody in the world will be blessed. Everybody in the world will be taken care of. Please, look closely here. What does this say? He'll give these good things to them that ask him. Exactly. I don't know what God will do for people that don't ask, but that's not the promise here. The promises to the people who ask and the people who seek and the people who knock, just exactly like that. In a way, it's a little like this. It's as if I was to tell you that God has promised right now that if you will sow wheat in the ground and prepare the soil properly, take the right time of the year and be diligent about it and sow wheat in the ground, you will get wheat. There you are. You'll say, well, of course. Well, don't make so casual about it because I want to tell you something. If you don't put wheat in the ground, you won't get wheat, right? All right. If you don't pray, you won't have. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying if you do pray, you will have, and if you don't pray, you won't have. Pretty simple and very profound. And that's the meaning here. God wants to help us. Now, you can argue if you want to that God will do good to all men and so on, but I'll tell you the Lord Jesus said he'll do good to the people that ask him, and he will be found to the people who seek him, and he'll open the door for the people who knock. Yes, but this is true. Therefore, now verse 12, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, Do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. You know, for a long time I used to wonder, why bring that in here? Why say it in connection with this? You know what it occurs to me? It occurs to me that asking isn't a matter of words, and seeking isn't a matter with a flashlight, and knocking isn't a matter with your knuckles, with your fingers. It occurs to me that this language suggests something in what we're doing. I believe that you and I could act in such a way that we're really asking God for blessing. See what I mean? We could do this. And how would you do it? By just doing to other people the way and according to your insight, if you put yourself in their place. You see, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, means this. Not that you're going to get them to do things for you. This is not a means to get them to do things for you. This is a measure as to what you will do. You see, when you're going out to act, how would you know how to act? Put yourself in the other man's place and think of what you'd like to have him do for you. Then you do like that. And if you do like that, you will find out. You'll be asking God for blessing, and believe me, you will get it. You'll be seeking the way of God, and believe me, you'll find it. And you will be asking, you will be knocking for opportunities and knocking for an entrance into things, and believe me, it will be opened. If in your daily life, as you live along, day in and day out, you actually deal with other people in the very way in which you would want them to deal with you, which is in seeking their welfare. Because no man hates his own flesh. You see, the basic principle of me taking care of myself is to be involved in my taking care of other people. May the Lord help us to see these things, because they're wonderful. Our God and Heavenly Father, bless our hearts while we think on this. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.